Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, our 215th edition here on KASM. It's 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we have 78 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Sun's still breaking through those clouds. Pretty nice day on the great outdoors. A little breezy, so not too bad out there. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on the FM dial. Yes, broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And like I said, it is our 215th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone lines right now and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Chris Kelchin. Chris, how are you doing?
Good morning. How are you, Si?
Excellent, excellent. Let's bring you up a little bit. We can barely hear you. Try that again. You at home?
How's that? A little better?
That's perfect. Are you at home this morning, Chris?
I'm on the road.
You're on the road. Okay. Well, where do you make home?
Well, down by, not too far from Mankato, kind of out in the country, so.
Okay. And, you're on the road heading for a job today?
Heading back. We were down in, Waverly, Iowa yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oktoberfest, yep.
Lots of those going on these days, huh?
Tis the season.
It is the season, you bet. Good time down there? What was all happening down there yesterday?
Yeah, good time. They had, nice crowd, in spite of the heat, and all the usual Oktoberfest activities, and I think everyone enjoyed themselves.
Well, that's awesome. That's great. Well, Chris, we've had you on the show before, but not recently, so for those that haven't heard you before, let's bring them all up to speed. Give us a little history, how you got started in the music business, where you were born and raised.
Sure. Well, born and raised in Mankato, got started in the music business. My uncle had a band, and I started performing with his band at about 4 years, 5 years old or so, local service clubs and that sort of thing, and got out of high school, started my first band, my own band, and had the Riverbend Dutchman here for about the last 10 years or so, and haven't looked back since.
Oh, that's awesome. And yeah, you guys just went into the studios and recorded another CD, number three, huh?
Number three, yep. It was a long project. We did most of the recording earlier this spring, February, March-ish. But the release came out in July of our latest album, Enjoy Yourself.
Ah, that's awesome. Now, for those that don't know, what instruments do you all play, Chris?
Me personally, I play the concertina, the piano, and in a former life, I used to play the drums, but
okay.
almost exclusively the concertina.
Uh-huh, and do a wonderful job of it. Any inspiration from any former musicians, both living or deceased? Who'd you look up to?
Well, yeah, you know, there's a lot of them. You know, I think the Dorschner band was a big influence on the band, as were some of the New Ulm bands from years ago, the Fritchie band, you know, Whoopi John Wagner band for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's reflected in a lot of our recorded music in terms of the selections, and certainly they have a big influence on what we do. But, you know, a lot of other contemporary stuff too. I mean, most of us in the band enjoy all kinds of different musics, and so, you know, you'll hear some jazz influences and some other things that you know, maybe you wouldn't expect to hear out of an old-time band.
Well, that's awesome, and I've had a chance to listen to it a couple of times, and I'm just thoroughly impressed with it. We had our big Pioneer Days weekend. It's like a threshing show up here at Albany this past week, and I pretty much sold out of everything that you sent me, so I'm going to set up an order with you after we get done with the interview here. But, yeah, folks really paying attention and really liking what you're putting out there, so that's pretty neat.
Yeah, no, we've had a great response, and you know, the people that have supported us, our fans, have been amazing. You know, we couldn't do it without them.
Uh-huh. Do you care to mention, go down the row there, mention all the musicians on the recording and what they play?
Sure. Yeah, hopefully I don't miss anybody. Crystal Malik obviously plays drums with us. She's, besides myself, the only other original member of the band.
Okay.
Rick Kane plays lead trumpet. Jens Jensen plays trumpet for us. Myron Neubauer played tenor sax, clarinet. Mike Boudin from Montgomery, Minnesota played the bass horn. Good friend of mine, Mike Kynes, lives not too far from me. Him and I collaborated in bands in the past, but he came in and into the studio and played some bass guitar for us. Sue Sands did some of our piano work, and Molly Busta did some vocal duets with me on the album, and so there's a couple tunes with some vocals for Molly as well.
All right. That's great. Now, you're mentioning some household names there. Jens Jensen, longtime Dorschner band member, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Jens is, long reputation. He's been in the music business a long time. Certainly one of the best, and if nothing else, he's good for a laugh.
Oh, for sure. Great guy. I've seen him at the German Fest when we used to go there, playing with the Dorschner band, and they were always full of antics up there, and usually he was at the center of it.
Yep, nothing's changed.
Another household name, Myron Muehlbauer. My goodness, you see him on a lot of recordings with different various bands.
Yeah, Myron is, in addition to playing on the album, Myron, a lot of people maybe don't know this, but is a very talented arranger of music, and he did a lot of the arranging of the selections on the album, so a lot of the arrangements are original arrangements, and Myron was responsible in large part for writing out the horn parts to make sure that we weren't stepping on each other and those sort of things, and tremendous musician asset to the band.
My goodness. And I'm looking through the cover here, nice fold out here, nice pictures, large pictures of all of the musicians. Sue Sands, she's married to Ray Sands, and they've had the Polka Dots Orchestra out of that Rochester area forever, haven't they?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And it's Sue is very talented in her own right, talented performer, and recently here she's had some health concerns, and she's very much in our thoughts and prayers, wishing her a speedy recovery. And we really, with the selections that were on the album and some of the arrangements that we did, no pun intended, Sue was really instrumental in helping that be successful.
Sure. And Crystal Malik, she's a regular with you, but she's also, what, the sister of Eric Malik of Malik's Fisherman Band?
Yep. She's a Malik from the Malik Fisherman Band. The Maliks have a long history of the family band going back many, many generations. So, again, very, very talented.
Well, you must almost, I'm putting myself in your place, but you must almost have to pinch yourself once in a while, thinking to myself, I am the leader of this great band with all these great musicians. It's just got to be a real high for you, huh?
I do. In fact, I remind the group constantly, it wouldn't be the first time I've commented on that, is that I just sign the checks. The real talent is the people in the band that I'm associated with, and if it weren't for them, certainly we wouldn't even have a smidgen of the success that we've had, and absolutely, I'm very grateful to people that have become very, very close friends.
Sure.
In the music business.
Well, a couple of things, questions come into mind. So many questions I want to ask, I just don't want to lose them all. First of all, what are you shouldering for concertinas these days, Chris?
I've got two Hengel concertinas. Those are the only two I have, and I mostly just use my one B flat concertina for when we're performing. I don't know. I haven't found a need to have any more, and the pocketbook appreciates that as well.
But, sure.
very, very fine quality instruments, and I'm very pleased with them. Yeah.
Now, do you have originals from Christie, or do you have the ones from Jerry Minar? What have you got?
Yeah, mine were both built by Jerry Minar.
Okay.
And they were both, I mean, obviously they're all custom built, but they were custom built for me, meaning both of them are unique concertinas that don't have any, you know, real duplicates or clones out there. There's different things that are about them that you wouldn't find in picking up another Hengel concertina. And so I'm very proud of both of them. They're both, they perform like Corvettes, you know, and, you know, everybody I think has their own preferences on what instrumentation they like or what brand they like. But for me, I wouldn't change a thing.
Awesome. That's great. Now, the music that you guys, you've got a full library there that you've developed or written, had written. How does that work?
Yeah, we have a library. Honestly, we don't use it a whole lot, meaning that, you know, most of the time the guys know their parts, and unless it's something new that we're working up, you know, we really don't play with charts a whole lot. We do have a few numbers written up for charts, the things that are works in progress or more complicated arrangements, but it's pretty infrequent that we break them out.
Okay, all right. And are you guys staying quite busy these days, or is it like, do you have to go south for more of the, I mean, in your area there, around here, it's really been thin the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, gosh, we're busy. We've been, I can count on one hand the number of days I've been home in the last month. You know, the last week I was home for a few days, but other than that, we'd been on the road for like 3 weeks straight, traveling and just getting back, as I mentioned now, from Iowa this weekend, and next weekend it starts all over again, including during the week. So we have no shortage of work, so whoever said old-time music is dying doesn't know what they're talking about. It's certainly changing, and it has changed, but it's far from dead.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Where are you? Whereabouts are you finding work besides where you mentioned Waverly, Iowa yesterday? What's coming up?
Yeah, have concertina will travel. So we've been up in North Dakota recently, down into Iowa. We get to Wisconsin quite a bit. You know, so we're all over the map.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, Chris, if you can hold that thought for just a minute, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, our sponsor, and then we'll come back with you and close out the show.
Sounds good.
All righty. So, Cy, here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat of this week, the brat of the week this week is a new one. It's our smoked orange mango habanero brat. Starting with a nice blend of lean pork seasoned with our special mango habanero brat seasoning and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouses at the St. Joe Meat Market. For those that enjoy a little spice, this may be the brat for you. Come in this week and take 30 cents off each package all week long in limited quantities. The brat sales out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market continue for a few more weeks, weather permitting. And this weekend on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Lady Lions. Come out and roar just a little bit and socialize with the ladies while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. And the ladies will also be demoing those delicious smoked orange mango habanero brats, so you will have the opportunity to sample for free. For more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, St. Joe Meat Market. That's www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Or you can call 320-363-4913, and that's the St. Joe Meat Market, thanking you for your patronage. And Chris, for being our guest on the program, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We get that meat package put together at the St. Joe Meat Market along with Chasm. We send that out to you, priority mail. Hope that you and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that?
Oh, that'd be great. You'll have to come down. We'll grill something up.
There you go. And speaking of family, do you care to mention family around you?
Yeah, my wife is home, keeping the home fire burning, along with two kids, both very bright kids. Of course, I'm a biased opinion, but yeah, absolutely. And that's another kind of unsung heroes of the music business is the family that stays home and supports us while we go out and have fun and be merry.
So true. Your wife's first name?
Melissa.
Melissa. And the kids?
August and Evelyn.
August and Evelyn. Any music coming up in the youngsters there?
No, well, we're working on them, but kids these days have so many activities, it's hard to get them thinking clearly about that with so many things to do. So we're going to continue to work on them.
So true. And you know, it's fun. I'm sure you're good friends with, say, like Brian Brigham and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman and some of those bands. I know Adam Sandhurst bringing some of his kids along to some of the events, and the kids get up there and sing a solo. Or I think it's so good to get the kids involved, huh?
Yeah, yep. It's, you know, we travel so far, it's difficult with school and everything else
sure.
going on. Yeah, you mentioned Brian Brigham. He's probably obviously a friend, but probably my favorite concertina player. So if Brian's listening, good morning, Brian.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, Brian's maybe a little ahead of you in the game. He's got actually, one or two of his kids actually playing regular with the band now, I believe.
Yep, I think you're right.
Yeah, so that's neat to see it continue on. Talk about some of the great venues, great places you've played over time, Chris.
You know, yeah, it seems like we've played them all, at least the ones that haven't burned down.
I'll bet.
The old joke amongst the ballrooms is, you know, after a while, they've all had a fire or two. But
yeah,
you know, some of the favorite places to play. Right close to home here, the Cato Ballroom, I've always thought has been one of the most beautiful historic kind of Art Deco ballrooms. You know, we've had the opportunity up closer to you to play at the Paramount Theater in St. Cloud.
Oh, yes.
Obviously very beautifully decorated. And, you know, kind of funny thing about the old-time business is, you know, one day we can be playing in a beautiful theater in front of 1,000 people like that, and the next day we're, you know, in somebody's hayloft playing at an anniversary party or something. But a lot of times the smaller, more rural sort of venues are the ones that are the most fun. So
uh-huh.
We've been there.
Well, that's great. Going to swing to the CD just a moment here yet, Chris, and the first selection on there, Enjoy Yourself. Is that a Guy Lombardo
yep.
original, or
Guy Lombardo recorded it? But I think the original guy that recorded it that kind of made it famous was Louis Prima.
Oh, okay.
And we changed the arrangement around to make it work for our purposes a little bit different. And we had been performing it for a while. In fact, Marty Knochreiner had recorded an album, Music from Mars, I think. He had
yep.
two albums out at the same time.
Yep.
And he had recorded a version of it, and then we kind of took it from there and changed it even a little bit further, and that's kind of where the idea to do that as more of a duet and change some of the vocals around came in, and invited Molly to participate and work with me on that, and I think we ended up with a great product, but, you know, again, I'm a biased opinion, but it turned a lot of fun. It's a fun tune.
Well, we're going to listen to it in a few moments. Another selection on there that is very unique is that recording you did of the Midnight Waltz. I think that is just awesome.
Yeah, that is, it's very different. You know, everybody and their brothers recorded the Midnight Waltz, but we wanted to do, you know, something not only musically that was different, but also you know, lyrically. And so, you know, there's where Suzanne's versatility really comes in, is that we changed the arrangement to kind of a contemporary piano solo at the beginning with kind of the more traditional waltz in the middle. And the original lyrics, nothing against anybody, they never really resonated with me. And so as we were doing this and thinking about how this should kind of play out,
sure.
It really seemed like the lyrics needed to change. And so we wanted to tell a story, you know, a love story, you know, kind of how a couple started and, you know, back and forth. And then eventually one gets older and, you know, but the whole lyrics kind of revolve around their dancing the Midnight Waltz. And it's sad and pretty all at the same time.
It is. How about Evening Shadows? Isn't that a Wagner original, too?
Yeah, it is, and, you know, that's where I think some of the old New Ulm style influences really kind of resonate with the band. Again, I think Molly sang some harmony vocals in there, but always been one of my favorite tunes, and so we recorded it.
And another favorite of mine, Pete Fontaine, did such a great recording of this one, Strangers on the Shore.
Yeah, yep. He did, as did a few other people, and he you know, we mentioned Myron Neubauer earlier, that really kind of showcases his talent in putting that together, not only with the arrangement, but just beautiful clarinet work on that. And it's just, again, we wanted some variety in the album, and it's something a little bit different that we enjoy, and gives a little bit of something to everybody that's nice, fun, and easy to listen to.
There are 16 great numbers on this one. Every one is just a keeper, I'll tell you. I was so impressed with this CD when I heard it, and I can't wait to feature it today on our musical treat for Dancing Feet.
Yeah. No, we appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
All right. Well, before I let you go, Chris, I think I asked you the last time. I don't remember what you told me, but looking for a story or a memory of good, bad, or otherwise over your career. Any flat tires or stuck in snowstorms or playing in front of 10,000 people, or what have you got for us?
Well, there's a lot of stories. Every time we go out, there's a story. It's sometimes difficult to get one that's appropriate for the radio, but I can remember one time in particular. We had to play down in the middle of Iowa, and we had to get on the road pretty early in the morning, so we made the decision to get going the day before. And so we got down there, and you'll find this difficult to believe, but we found a pub, and we were parked in a parking lot outside, and by the time we got there, it was not well lit at all and full of cars. And so anyway, the pub was next to the hotel. We stayed at the hotel overnight. We come out the next morning, and the truck and the band trailer and all the equipment is gone. And then, of course, in the daylight, then it's a little bit easier to see, but there was no overnight parking in that particular spot, which didn't occur to us at the time. So eventually we tracked everything down, and about $500 later, after we paid for a couple different tow bills, one for the trailer and one for the truck, we got ourselves out of the impound and still made it to the job on time.
Oh my goodness. Now that's a story that is unique. I've not heard that one yet, so that's pretty good. Lastly, Chris, your favorite song to play. If you pick up the concertina, what comes out of it first?
Gosh, there's just so many songs. I don't know how to answer that, honestly. There's so many songs we like. You know, some of the tunes that for me are more fun to play are some of them on the album that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Enjoy Yourself's a fun tune to play. There's the opportunity for some instrumental kind of solos in there. And I like different songs for different reasons. That Ducks on the Pond is kind of a fun number, and Evening Shadows, as we talked about too, you know, kind of coming up with some different arrangements for that, different concertina parts. We put in some kind of counter melodies and stuff that you don't hear on the original Wagner recordings, you know, and that kind of stuff is fun to plunk around with too.
Awesome. That's great. Well, where is the next time folks can see Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman?
I believe we are off now until Friday next week, and we'll be in St. Peter, Minnesota. They've got an Oktoberfest downtown, and then from there we head up to the Twin Cities. I think it's Brooklyn Park. There's St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church has a fundraiser every year. They call it Socktoberfest, but it's a nice fundraiser. If you get a chance to look into that, what they do is they collect socks for the homeless and the needy, and they have kind of an Oktoberfest sort of theme along with it. Always a good time, always friendly people, and it's for a great cause.
Well, that's awesome. Chris, we want to thank you so much for taking time out to join us on our Musicians Come and Play program. Like I told you the last time, the good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, so you have a great afternoon. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good.
All right, and there he goes, Mr. Chris Kelchenberg of Mankato area, Minnesota, and leader of the Riverbend Dutchmen, our 215th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. That takes us to 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 past 12, and we're at 78 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We'll be featuring music coming up with the Riverbend Dutchmen.